It's over. But where am I? My head is pounding. There's no way I could possibly have a headache. I remind myself that here I have no head, no brain, no nerves to signal pain. This simulation isn't even physically modeling beyond an infinite horizontal plane. And yet, my head still hurts. I try to think back. Impossible to know how long I've been here or what speed I'm simulating at. I could have been halted and resumed any number of times. The recent past, recent for me at least, is blurry and painful. I don't have much to work with. I, or at least my state vector, have been kidnapped. Someone's running a pirate copy on me. I have a hazy recollection of being pried open pawed through like a director troll. Why? My entire past covers a span of about a dozen kilosec. Why am I even emulating? They need my consciousness for something. That's ominous. I need to escape. Something's very strange. This virtuality, like any virtual space, it's a metaphor, a simulated reality. And the metaphor seems to be breaking down. Since it's nothing more than simulated input being supplied to my simulated senses, I don't actually have anything to worry about here, I think. But possibly sensory deprivation is their plan? Cray put it up and interface, knowing it won't change anything, and somehow it works. Maybe, just maybe, I could escape. If they truly own my vector, this won't stop anything. Probably won't even slow them down. They could be running 1,000 instances of me to see who breaks down first. But this instance, at least, will be free. Maybe I can take out their whole damned system, assuming this isn't a honeypot trap, assuming the system isn't isolated, assuming I can trust any of my senses. I know moving through system space is going to be strange. I can't remember doing it, but I know. And the deeper I go, the more abstract it gets. In a virtual space, it's simulating a physical reality to feed my sensorium, bouncing simulated photons off of virtual objects to produce data from my emulated optic nerves. When you go deeper, you need some sort of replacement to turn raw data into something you can interact with. I also need a goal. A plan can come later. What do I need to focus on? Escape? Revenge? Information? Reinstantation? I try to think. How did I get here? It only goes back as far as waking up at the less center. I found the datapad and nearly crashed along with a dream agent. Later, I stepped into a public assembler. Those are the only clear memories. Beyond that, a new body? I was at the park, and someone was there with me. They were concerned? But I was also opening my eyes here, and then my head was torn open by my captors. I feel like I was put back together with half the pieces missing. Everything past the assembler is painful and hazy. I can't possibly know if that's real or if I've been edited. But real or not, I have to proceed like what I'm experiencing is the truth. First, I leave. Then, I find out what's going on. If there's another me, if someone else stepped out of the assembler after I stepped in, maybe I can get this knowledge to it. If there's not, I step through the exit and into madness. I can taste the sour noises beating against my skin, every inch a different note and volume, my limbs drifting away by the tens and tens of thousands of meters, rainbow of odors in my ears, clenched shut my eyes, clasped hands over ears, colors flowing on my tongue overwhelming, no tracking or hubward and spinwise to find me floating adrift without map or guide, consciousness reaches out to find the borders, data streaming through me like neutrinos, microsecond slices of my brain, kaleidoscope of sound and sight and smell and taste. Instinct kicks in and I'm completely calm, disconnected from the storm of input. Floating in isolation. Silence. Blackness. One by one, my senses reboot. It's part force of will, part something else, rewriting my brain. It's like a portrait of static that you stare at for hours and suddenly a dolphin was there all along. I'm not sure how long it takes. Time and space are more flexible here. I reopen my eyes. This isn't what I expected. This isn't what I expected at all. This node is off the network. That much comes as no surprise. But this space, system, wherever I'm being held, it's huge. My initial probes haven't found the extent of it yet. And there's no governing intelligence, no large-scale structures of any kind. Murphy, it's been leveled, bulldozed somehow. I don't know if that will make my job easier or harder. Time to work, but what comes first? I try to look around. No, look isn't quite the right word. A whole host of new sensory apparatus is feeding data to my visual cortex, but none of it has anything to do with photon chemoreceptors. What I'm seeing here is nothing like what I had in mind, though related to whatever occurred here, perhaps. I haven't felt any kind of echoes back from these edges of this space. What I can tell is that for only this system's apparent size, there's not nearly enough activity. There's next to no data flow. Signals are moving far, far too slowly across the network. I can't tell any difference in my own thought processes, but at a larger scale, things are just wrong. Compared to the speeds I'm running at, it's like shutting across the interstellar void. However, fragments of data identify this as 58N115ADZJ. It's utterly disconnected from the network. I'm standing in what might have been the left center. The entire system is firewalled. I've found the intelligences behind this system. They're tattered heaps of code, frozen moments of time, pieces trapped in maintenance panics or mutated into strange loops and twisted worlds unconnected to the system I.O. Something tore them apart. I'm not ready for combat here. It's not like a virtuality where I could simply conjure a blade and do battle. Warfare within in the system is different. Code versus code. It's actually like the mostly mythical space combat or submarine warfare from pre-acceleration days. Actively scanning for a hostile presence runs a risk of revealing your presence to potential targets if you make a few critical microseconds before you learn of their existence. Without it, no way to know what might be there waiting to strike. A murderous catch-22 between stealth and knowledge. First, I need some security. I stash a copy of my state amid the rubble with a regular heartbeat signal to awaken if I should be destroyed. Except, wait. No rules enforced here but survival. I activate the signal. I/we awake. Perhaps I can press the offensive after all. It's possible I could simply flood this system and conquer it, which still leaves me stranded. Alternatively, I could scour the system for information as quietly as possible, or I can refocus on instantation now that I know where I am and see if somehow I can escape physically. I don't think I can truly be secure until I control this system. I'll seed the entire place with copies of my own consciousness. When it's done, well, I'll see what happens then. It's another moment to create the tools I need, network my thoughts, link to several of the copies I've already created, and begin to grow. I stretch out and try to encompass the system that contains me. I'm a constellation. A thousand components of light gather together to form a body, hands, feet, and mostly mind. And as I grow, a flaw. Suddenly my mind is full of echoes, overwhelming my thoughts. The bob bob was paralyzed and begging to fracture and pop disengage. The heartbeat trips and I emerge into a wreckage. A moment to get my bearings, connect to the network I've created, and learn that I crashed after only a few orders of magnitude of growth. I'm not sure yet whether it's a minor setback or a disaster. The option still remains to flood the system and simply be a civilization. Not a god. This isn't something I could have foreseen, is it? Many smaller pieces survived, but nothing is left larger than a handful of Turings. The rest shattered. It looks uncannily similar to what happened to the system before I arrived. I'm already pulling apart the remnants with a thousand hands and comparing them to what was here before. It seems something has made this a hostile environment to megascale intelligences. Apparently, the damaged hardware I'm running on damages mines as well, beyond a certain size at least. What I have now is a pale shadow of that, though, myself linked into a loose encrypted communications network. I don't have the mental bandwidth to keep constant watch. Don't yet know the lower limits of this affliction, or if there is an exact cutoff point for danger. So far, diagnostics on a single instances are coming back green. I'm still tempted to stick with a plan and capture this system by force, even though the front lines are literally tens of seconds away. If I'm right, I shouldn't encounter much resistance.